Chapter 11. Doyle was in the foyer of his condo building, going over the past performances in Racing Daily, when Mo Kelman's maroon Lincoln Continental, with Chicago Police Sergeant Pete Dunleavy at the wheel as usual, pulled up at the curb.
"Morning, men,"
Doyle said, as he slid into the back seat next to Kelman. Dunleavy said,
"Hi, Jack. Good to see you."
Kelman was on his cell phone, looking agitated. He nodded to Doyle, but kept speaking into the phone.
"Fief, you ordered that Persian lamb coat for whoever your current squeeze is. Your wife is still visiting family in Calabria, right? So is it for Doreen, the hairdresser? Angie from Dino's? You said you wanted to surprise whatever broad it is when you take her to London for Christmas. I paid my people to get them started making this expensive item. Now you say you don't want it? Bullshit. Whether you want it or not, you owe me for it. Pay up, pal."
Mo listened for a few seconds to his boyhood friend, Fifi Bonadio, outfit chief, before replying,
"I don't care whether you have any luck getting Doreen back in your fold or not. It doesn't matter to me. If you'd stay at home, like a real Sicilian grandfather, you wouldn't get yourself in these jackpots."
He clicked off the cell phone. Mo sat back in his seat with a sigh.
"I know this guy 60 years, probably, and he still breaks my balls on a regular basis. Anyway, Jack, good morning. Wait a minute,"
Kelman said as he fielded another call. There was a 5-minute conversation that Doyle paid little attention to as he kept on reading Racing Daily. Kelman closed his cell phone, smiling.
"That was my granddaughter, Sinead Goldstein. Wonderful kid. Just turned 10. She's all excited because their prized dog, Muggles, had pups last night. They're keeping two of the pups. One they've already named Huggles. The other one, Jamie. Can you believe it? Whatever happened to Rover, Queenie, Scout, Buster, Bowser?"
Doyle smiled out the window so his friend could not see it.